Okay, here's a number you might want to remember. 42. It's not a secret code, but it does mean a lot to coders, computer coders, in France anyway. 42 is the name of a new school for code writers in Paris. It's free, doesn't give grades, and it may just start cranking out some of the best programmers in the world. Reporter Jerry Haddon spent a day at 42 and sent us his story.
No grades? 42 doesn't even have classes or teachers in the traditional sense. What it does have, lots of computers. 1,000 brand new Macintosh computer screens stand on rows of desks in 42's enormous open workspaces. A 22-year-old student named Théo Uneblat shows up at noon for day 3 of 42's inaugural school year.
On n'a pas d'heure de cours à proprement dit. Là, cet après-midi, on a vite fait une sorte de cours.
We don't have schedules, he says. In the afternoon, we'll have a meeting about our next project. We'll be upstairs, sitting on the floor, as usual. That's how it is here. Getting here in the middle of the day is fine, but not everything goes. Uneblat sets down his backpack at a workstation, shakes a colleague awake, and tries to explain to me why you'd even call this a school. It's a little bit like a cult, he says, but at the same time, it's all very open. They call it peer-to-peer learning. You learn to work in teams. You share everything you learn. If not, you're lost. Authorities in France are not very happy about 42. It's a private school, so you might think, what's the big deal? Private schools can make up all the rules or lack of rules they want. But France's education ministry, the teachers' unions, they're all bashing it, upset that an untested, unaccredited, and free school could draw away so many of their potential students. Judging by 42's first round of applicants, the establishment's angst is understandable. This summer, 70,000 candidates applied. 4,000 finalists were then invited to the pool, not the swimming kind. They moved into the half-finished school itself, camping on the floor, sharing communal bathrooms, working 15 high-octane hours a day, 7 days a week, for a month. The lights never turn off, one candidate laughed in this French TV report. It's never night inside here, and it's always noisy. Someone's always snoring or moving around. 800 people made the cut. It was their first taste of 42's teaching methods. No theory, no traditional rote learning. 42 is hands-on, project-oriented, like the real world, which is the school's main draw, says co-founder Nicolas Sadirac. At the moment, France needs tens of thousands of IT specialists, he says. But graduates from traditional schools increasingly lack the experience modern companies expect.
The problem is that the world has changed. And now the French education system has a very hard time to adapt. It's slow. And we are now in a world competition about digital world. And we are 5th economy in the standard way, and we are 25th in the digital economy.
42 wants to reverse that trend. Lest anyone doubt the brain power Sadirac's gathered in this 3-story building, during the month-long tryout, some students hacked into Apple's latest operating system, called Mavericks, on a lark.
Did you tell Mac about this?
Or? Yeah, Mac, it's already patched, and it's part of the new release of macOS.
Of Mavericks?
Yeah.
Wow. So thanks to your students.
Yeah, one month after opening.
This place is more dangerous than the NSA.
Not yet.
Des nerds, des geeks. La plupart, il y en a beaucoup, beaucoup qui sont ici.
We're nerds, says Uneblat. Geeks. A lot of us here come from the world of video games. Others are designers for webs and apps. And some have no coding experience at all. Cue more gasps from the establishment. Oh, and if you're wondering why the school is called 42, for those of you who aren't geeks, 42 is from the Douglas Adams novel, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. The number represents the answer to everything, calculated by a supercomputer working over millions of years. For Uneblat and the other students, the bar's been set high. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon at 42 in Paris.